manifest and evolve. Are you ready to game? This is the We Game Podcast.
All right, now again, We Game. My bad, guys.
It's all good.
This honestly, my first. I'm just being transparent. My first Zoom meeting. Y'all, the first people to come on Zoom meeting. Guests for the podcast.
Hey, I love it.
We're making history.
I'm from Houston, so it's only appropriate to do it with some more Houstonians, so we can raise the city up. So we got growth, alignment, manifestation, and evolution. And we're going to talk about how Gutter Movie aligns with that and sharing a little bit of your story, Mr. Troy Wooten and Mr. Elmore.
I
appreciate y'all just coming out.
Yeah, just call me T-Roy, man, and we in there.
All right, T-Roy.
Yep.
Okay,
so get it to him, Joe.
Yeah, the gutter movie came from I had did a movie called The Trunk. I wrote it. That was my first thing I ever wrote that Hollywood started paying attention to. And it was that's Brian White, Boris Kodjo, those guys were attached to it. It was gonna be this big movie for me. And I was thinking, what can I do next to follow a movie like that?
Right.
So I was thinking, I was reading Donald Goins at the time. And you know, Donald Goins deals with a lot of pimps and whores and street talk and street language and all of that stuff. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So I was like, man, I'm gonna do a remake. I'm gonna do Never Die Alone, which is on Donald Goins' book. So I'm writing Never Die Alone, trying to put it in my spin on that story.
Okay.
And Brian White, the actor, calls me on the phone and says, you know, they're doing Never Die Alone now with DMX. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. So I shift gears and I was thinking, man, but I got this, I'm in this zone now. This is this whole zone. And I said, you know what? What happened? And I saw, I was reading that, they were like putting babies in the gutter. Women were leaving babies in the gutter. And I was like, that's crazy. And I'm like, what happens to a child that was thrown in the gutter and survives? You know what I mean? Right. It's almost like the street has to raise you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You literally come from the streets for real.
Right.
And I rocked on that premise. And for years I was working on this thing. And finally I knew what I wanted to do with it. And it got so intense that I had three stories out of it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So Gutter is actually the middle story of a trilogy.
Okay, so it's an intersection, basically.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, we shot the first version. We just finished it. It's going to be coming out sometime this spring, called Platinum.
Okay.
And that's the first story.
Okay.
Gutter's the second story.
You'll have to come back and then promote that one to the We Game Podcast too.
We already know.
All right.
Without question.
And, then we're doing Gutter 2 sometime this summer.
Okay.
So yeah, it has so many stories, so many layers to it, and so many different characters that I just kept rocking with it. And that's where we are now.
Man, I think it's super dope though, that y'all are from Houston, because being a native Houstonian myself, there's so much creative energy in Houston,
man.
But we listen to so much screw, we so screwed up, we take our time getting to the, we're not in a rush, we move at our own pace. And I think that's the kind of special thing about Houston, because the way we cultivate is a little different, kind of how you said, you stewed on it for a while before, you know, you actually moved there. And how DMX was already recording what you first thought about, but that's because you know the ideas belong to the universe, to God, and so when we don't move fast enough, but really what it is you move right on time so that you can create something greater. You feel me?
It's amazing that you said that about the culture, you know, because it is. But we also wanted, me and Joe, we wanted to raise the bar. You know, we know people with a lot of talent, and we want to shine it on here. But we want everybody to take the movie game serious out here. When they decide that they want to do some movies, be serious about it, man. We're going to treat it like it's a $1 billion business. We're not going to run around and half-ass do it, man.
Right,
you know, so that was our thing. We dead serious when we on set. It's straight business. You know, Joe want 10, 12-hour shoots a day. you know, and that's how we work. So when people come, this is not, it's not going to be your hobby. When you come, we want some dedication from you, and we're going to bring the best. We're going to give you the network, and we're going to give you all that we have. And we require the same. And we're just trying to make a beautiful project, man, like we did, you know, so, and it don't stop. We're going to keep on pushing.
I think that, you know, like you, just to add to what you're saying, and it all comes from the value system, man. I'm from South Park. I went to Jones.
Yeah.
And so the value system is, you know, work hard. You know, work hard. You just got to work hard and be respectful. And as long as you're respecting yourself, you're going to reciprocate that in other people that you work with. And so, I mean, that's really good because y'all putting Houston on a map where people can come here and chase their dreams as well. Or some of us can stay here.
Right.
And
exactly.
And facilitate our dreams without going for a way to look for an opportunity. Opportunities being created right here at home.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. Go ahead,
that's
Joe.
That's what we're trying to do. Because, you know, I shot a movie in LA and it went to theaters. And it's like, okay, LA calls you and then Atlanta calls you. And everyone's like, I'm gonna move to Atlanta to get it popping. I'm gonna move to LA to get it popping. And I just feel like if you can't get it popping where you at, what makes you think you can go somewhere else? Right. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you're not a big fish in a small pond, how you gonna be a big fish in a big pond? That makes no sense.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So yeah, it's like, huge.
Let's get it rocking where we at. Like, you don't have to leave to make a movie. You don't have to leave to do the things that you want to do. You can do it right
That's
here.
So funny.
Houston is one of the richest cities in America.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Why would you leave? Like, it's all here for us. It's
go back to that. That go back to that value system, how people they assume that if they go somewhere else that looks, you know, looks like glitter and glam, but you know, it's not about what it looked like, it's about what it is.
Right. Yeah, and you have to put the work in. Some people think it's going to fall in their lap. You know, we've been putting the work in for a minute, man, for a long minute. And so when people come, we require that. We require that diligence. We require that consistency from them. You know, keep showing up. This is a real craft. You're not just going to wake up one day and say, I'm going to do this and get in front of the camera and nail it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, be serious about it. We take it very serious. And even when they wanted us to do premieres over here, we're going to do it right here first. We're doing everything right here first. We picking people from right here first, you know, and, you know, you get to pick it a little right here. And then we take it out, man. Like, you know, we have enough right here.
It's in the city.
We got it.
Yeah. This is what made us, right? This is what we know. So this is what we go.
Mm-hmm. And when we're not playing, man, you know, and then it's a lot of fun, man. I tell people, man, the achievement is the best part of life, man. It brings something forth into existence, you know. So when Joe has an idea, he brings it to me, we build on it, man. To see people, man, make that come to life and put it on a big screen, man, it's an amazing feeling, you know. And to go to most popular on Tubi, you know, Black cinema, drama, you know, all of the above, man, to see that gold reach those heights. And it's just the beginning. It's just a feeling that you just can't, you know, the talent that we have, and we have some great talent. They're just like super excited, man. And I get more appreciation watching them be excited about it, man. You know, that's what I get, you know, by seeing them excited and reposting and happy about it, you know, the project.
Man, I can hear the excitement and the passion in your voice as you're talking about it. And for me, just to tell you how this story resonates with me. My mom had me at 15 and I come from a very, interesting background. Because of my value system, I love it. You see what I'm saying? Because I know what having nothing is. So I know what really matters. When you have nothing, you learn what really matters. And that's that hard work and that self-value and that determination. So I'm excited. So the movie, how was it working with Miss Claudia Jordan?
Amazing, actually. Claudia,
very amazing.
Claudia's the bomb.
She really is.
She came in, got the work, and the story behind that is she actually wasn't supposed to be in the movie.
Okay.
Scarface was supposed to be in the movie.
Okay, yeah, you know, we know Scarface.
You are repping the town, baby.
Yeah, we were so excited to get Face, you know, contract signed and everything. We good to go. Face coming. We all excited, you know, put Face in this movie. Gutter was about to be amazing. And, you know, he had, you know, medical issues that he had to take care of. And
so he had to get a transplant from his son.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he's doing well. I keep up with what's going on in the city for sure.
Yeah. So he had to bow out gracefully, you know, at the last minute, you know, with apologies. And we was like, man, okay. You know, I never really tripped because I know God got a plan. So I wasn't really tripping on it. You know, I just wanted to make sure he was happy and healthy. You know what I mean?
Right.
So Claudia, you know, they was throwing names at us and everything. And they was like, well, what do you think about Claudia Jordan? I'm like, yeah, okay, but you're playing with me because Claudia is going to be in this movie. And they said, yeah, we already talked to her and she's with it. She wants to come through. Actually, Carl Payne from The Martin Show, he wanted to do it.
Okay.
But he's working with Tyler Perry right now. And Tyler Perry got the compound and can't nobody leave.
Can't leave.
Oh, yeah. I think I know a couple of cats that went out there from Houston that's out there doing, I guess, the show Ruthless and a couple of the different shows that he got going right now.
Right. Yeah. Right. So you can't just leave. So he couldn't leave. And then Claudia was like, she would love to come through Houston and be a part of this project. And I'm like, that's crazy. So
she came in.
Last minute, did her thing. Matter of fact, she was actually working for the Oscars.
That's what it was.
Yep.
That's what it was. Yeah.
She's working for the Oscars. So we had to make sure we had a space for her to do her Zoom call for the Oscars.
Okay.
While we was working, you know what I'm saying? So we working, let her do her thing and then get back to it, man. It was live. And she was so professional and so
very great. Professional, man. Would love to work with her again.
Man, I love Claudia Jordan. You know, I watched on a couple movies, but then I seen her personality, you know, and she don't take no shit, you know.
Square business.
I don't keep it. Claudia Jordan is straight to the point.
Yeah. You know? Oh, she's a sister. She's a sister, man.
For sure.
She's a sweetheart, dog. Like, you get to know her, man, and she's like a beautiful person.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's up. And then you got to work with one of the Baldwin brothers. I mean, he got to work with you guys. How about that? Yeah. He got to come to Houston and experience. He didn't want to leave, did he?
Yeah, man. Daniel was like, dude was the bomb. That story was Yankee Grant, a producer and actor here in Houston. She came to a movie premiere that we did, Because I Love You. And she saw and she's like, man, you should work with Daniel Baldwin. This is like 10 years ago. And she's like, you should work with Daniel Baldwin. I'm like, yeah, that'd be cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when we were working on this project, I had a role that I didn't think nobody could play. And I'm like, man. And then I thought about it. I'm like, I wonder. So I called Yankee up and I was like, yo, you still cool with Daniel Baldwin? She's like, yeah, she called him. And he said, yo, tell him to call me. So he texts me and said, hey, let's do it. And I was like,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't threaten me with a good time.
Man, listen.
Exactly.
You emailed him the script that day.
Hey, yeah, we made the deal that day. Daniel,
it transpired real fast.
Yeah,
he
was fire. He was fire. He was a great person to be around. He's got a million Hollywood stories.
Audio, I want to give a shout out to ESG, man, because we was shooting on location, right?
Okay.
And ESG, Smackwater, and Smoke Guys, man, from South Park, man, they pulled up. But look, let me tell you the story.
Goosebumps. You said ESG. Okay.
Listen.
My cousin, so you know.
Okay. Yo, look, they pulled up thinking it was a music video, right? Okay. But when he saw me, he was like, T-Roy, what's up? I said, man, we shoot the movie. He said, oh, and it was up there for Jeff Shelley. And they're like, oh, this is a movie? But we was having problems, man, with one of the locations that we had. And we was going back and forth with the landlord, per se. But when he saw ESG, he was like, oh, man, ESG. He was like, what's up, man? He wanted a picture. He wanted this. And he was like, man, you know what? Don't worry about it, man. Y'all do whatever y'all need to do. We was like, wow, man.
Yeah, wow.
And Joe told the SD, man, I'm going to put you in the movie, man. Come on, man. You got to get a scene, man.
Man, that's because that cop right there.
Man, he showed up, man, and it was smooth. Everything was smooth, man. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that's it, what was smooth, is, man. Shout out to South Park. That's what we do in South Park. You know, if you know, you know, in Houston, that's what we do. We kick down MLK Boulevard, Jones High School, South Park.
You already know.
You know, I'm going to
Low, baby.
I'm a St. Low, 7414 St. Low Jones High School. I play ball at LSU, so I go by audio, but my name Chris Henry. You know, I got a ton of H-Town stories. We, you know, maybe one day we'll get there.
You're gonna have to come to the set on Saturday, man. When we have the red carpet event, man, you're gonna have to pull up, man. You
gotta pull up, man.
We got the red carpet event Saturday.
I got the information,
man.
Most definitely. I'd like to get dressed too. So if wherever Claudia gonna be, you know, I'll be honest. I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. I date men, but I make exceptions. You know what I'm saying? And so I come out there and show up for Claudia. But on really, congratulations, man. And
thank you, man.
On behalf of the city, you know, I want to say thank you because, like I said, it's been a long time coming. It's a lot of talent here in Houston. I got friends all over America, as you would say, chasing a dream. But
yes,
you guys making it where you could be right here and become and just be.
Hey, Audio, it's because of this, of the network. We met because of the network, and this is how it keeps going. Yes. You know, you want to come, like when people get in the room, we're going to introduce you to some good people. You're going to do the same thing for us. And all the thing we tell people is just do what you say you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? And that's the only thing we kept doing. That's how me and Joe just keep progressing. We just say, can you do it? Yes. And we get it done. Everybody do their part. If it's just that small or that big, just do your part, please. And we're going to move forward. You know, for real, man. And I really would love for you to come out there, man. Come out there, man.
The second installment coming out, you know, soon. And so you already manifested Gutter. Now you're about to evolve. And
don't stop.
And keep it going and create more opportunities for more people, and man, and at the same time entertaining while you're entertaining, teaching. So
exactly. That's the
blessing in it all. You know, the fact that you're gonna entertain and you're gonna teach at the same time, man. I'm excited to watch the movie and see the movie. And
oh, it's live.
When I read it's it, live. I was like a baby that's in the gutter, and actual gutter. And my partner was telling me, like, no, actually the baby was in the gutter. I'm like, okay, that caught my attention, because the real deal is that it's a lot of untold stories out here. And and some people need to be exposed so they can know what real life looked like for some other people.
For real.
Exactly. It's
passion.
Hey.
Because that's a real situation. That's not like phony stuff I made up in my head. That really happens. Like, you can Google it. Right. Like, right, baby, left in the actual gutter. It's ugly. It's, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And it's like, what if that baby was saved? You know what I'm saying? What is that like? You know, the anger that might be in that child. You know what I'm saying? Know that his parents, his mama would leave him in the gutter. You know what I'm saying?
The scene was so powerful, man, that when we were shooting it, man, people around was like so sad and brought to tears when they actually was landing. The baby was not hurt, well protected, but this, the way that we had to do it, the scene was so powerful, man. While we were shooting it, man, people just really couldn't deal with it while we were shooting it. You know, it was that hard. It was that real.
Now, what baby is this that's going to have this in their, you know, they already got this on their resume. baby, I came out the womb, you know, right. Coming out the gutter.
Acting. Came out the gutter acting.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it is, man. The whole experience. Yeah,
shout out to our executive producer, Latoya Ward.
She's dope. Dope executive producer, dope actress. She's in the movie.
Actress. She plays even better in the movie.
She's even a better person, man.
Absolutely.
She's even a better person.
Shout out to Felucio Peters, T. Denise Johnson. Yep.
Ill Trill Neil,
John Harris, our composers, our music supervisor,
King Solomon, big Nikhil, yeah. They put this together. Hey, yes,
Nikhil, big team, man.
Shout out to everybody, man. Well,
hey,
listen,
Audio, we have a great team, man.
I can most definitely feel the energy. I really appreciate y'all for coming out to We Game Podcast. again.
Our pleasure.
Man, I'm grateful. I already put it, started putting y'all out on the Instagram and putting you on the Facebook. And my mouth, you know, I love to talk. So everywhere I go, this is the topic. And if I come out Saturday, I'm most definitely going to be talking.
We're going to bust it up.
And looking good and smelling good. So thank you all for coming to We Game, because we growing,
our pleasure.
We shining, we manifesting, and we evolving right here in H-Town. And check out the Gutter movie. The premiere is Friday. Let everybody know where they can find the movie at. You know, where we can find this movie at. All
streaming
the different...
on Tubi. Streaming on Tubi. Streaming. Also starring from Houston, Zeno Williams, Jeff Shelley.
Yeah. One of them from Acres Homes, huh?
Yeah.
I got a partner that know him. When he saw the flyer, he said he told me about it.
Desi Sykes. I mean, we have a great cast, man.
It'll be on Amazon Prime next week.
I look forward to watching it, man, and hopefully seeing you guys Saturday.
No doubt, man.
And hopefully, man, you're gonna be there.
You're right. Yeah. All right.
Y'all thoughts of fame.
I got an outfit. I'm ready. I just need
to pull up.
I'm prepared.
Pull up.
That's all you have to say.
You got to come live with the podcast, man.
You know what?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? You help me. See, there you go. Produce me. That's right.
Pull up.
That's right. I'm going to charge you for that. Okay,
already,
man. I appreciate you guys for coming out, man. I look forward to watching.
All love
and good love.
Thank you so much.
God bless, and I look and to your future endeavors. And you know, I'm gonna come out there and try for a role. You know, see what y'all can do with this 6'6" guy right here.
Already, audio. That's a bet, man. It's our pleasure, man.
All right,
thank
man.
You so much.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
All right.
Likewise, man.
You've been listening to the We Game podcast with your host, Audio. Show your support for the We Game podcast by donating to $AudioCash on the Cash App. Remember, you can listen to the We Game podcast anytime on all streaming platforms. The We Game podcast is part of a Grow production company.